Jeremiah 15 is one of a series in Jeremiah. They're called the Confessions of Jeremiah, modeled after the Confessions of St. Augustine. The title is Jeremiah Comes Before Augustine. It's amazing. This is the Word of God. And it's a long complaint about how the Word of God has brought Jeremiah such suffering. When the prophet who wrote that latter part of the book of Isaiah describes a servant, especially the one there in 52, 53, suffering servant, the model in his mind was Jeremiah. Jeremiah loved the Lord, but he suffered a lot. You see, when I found your words, I devoured them. They became my joy and the happiness of my heart. And because I bore your name, I took your name. You know, I accepted your name. I did not sit celebrating in the circle of merrymakers. Under the weight of your hand, I sat alone, because you filled me with indignation. I saw how evil my people were acting, and how, what an insult to you, God. And I knew that you had sent me to tell them that they had to turn back to you. And they're not going to listen. So he says, in a way, you know, I didn't join in the parties. Under the weight of your hand, I sat alone, because you filled me with indignation. I could see what they were doing, how ungrateful, how self-centered, how sensual, how rapacious. They weren't concerned about you. And it broke my heart. But then I had to go tell them. You see? Under the weight of your hand, I sat alone, because you filled me with indignation. So he's complaining, see? Why is my pain continuous, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? I can't. My heart's broken. Now do you see the sign of a true prophet, right? Why is his heart broken? Because his people are not responding to God. The sign of a real prophet is love for God's people. Yes, he will bring a message from God about repentance, but it comes from love. And if we took sin seriously, we'd understand that. You know, Pius XII once said, the great sin of our age is the lack of a sense of sin. We're not sorry. We're not shocked at our own sin or anybody else's. And this, right in the face of God, who became man, who died on a cross to make up for our sin so that we could be with him forever in heaven. You see. Why is my pain continuous, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? You have indeed become for me a treacherous brook. You let me down. I followed you. You know, your words, I devoured them. I followed you, and you've let me down. You see? That's his confession. That's his prayer. He writes that down under the influence of the Holy Spirit. This isn't just a little story of a man's life. This is the Word of God. This is uncovering the suffering in the heart of Christ. Okay. How does the Lord answer him? Oh, you poor dear. No? If you repent so that I restore you, in my presence you shall stand. If you bring forth the precious without the vile, you shall be my mouthpiece. They'll turn to you. You won't turn to them. And I'll protect you. Don't you worry about that, you see. I'll make you toward this people a solid wall of brass. Though they fight against you, they shall not prevail. So the Lord says, I understand, Jeremiah. Why? Because this is the Logos speaking. He knows what awaits him. And so, it's a very beautiful passage, really. But you see, when he complains, what does the Lord say? Oh, you poor dear. No. He says, if you repent so that I restore you, then you'll stand in my presence. If you bring forth the precious without the vile, the precious is my word. Jeremiah has always been my favorite prophet. You can see more in Jeremiah than anywhere else, this self-reflection and God's answer. In another place, Jeremiah says, well, there's many other places. One, you led me on, O Adonai, and I let myself be led. You forced me, and you won. And I, a laughingstock all day. I have to cry out, violence, Hamas, violence. See? So I resolved, I'm not going to speak any more in his name. No more. I've had it. And what happened? Your word turned like fire in my bones. I can't hold it in. It's a fire. Now, could he hold it in? Yeah. But it was a fire because it was the word of God and he knew it. And then he's got another one. Lord, you know, Tzedakah lecha, Adonai, righteousness is on your side before I even start talking. But I want to know, why do the wicked prosper? And why do the good suffer? And you know God's answer? He said, look, if you can't run with men, how are you going to run with horses? I mean, if this stumps you, what are you going to do when things get really tough? You know? If you're afraid to walk out in the open field, how are you going to be if you have to walk in the Jordan Valley with his lions, and there were in his day? What's he saying? What's God saying? You see, God can talk to this one. Because he knows, ultimately, he'll obey him. I've sent you, Jeremiah. You know, you've got to go and save a few. I mean, he was put in jail. The tradition has he was sawed in two at the end of his life. I mean, he didn't have a happy life in one way. But, you see, when I found your words, I devoured them. They became my joy and the happiness of my heart. At the very depth of his heart, you see, was this joy. The words of the Lord in the depth of his heart. And out of love for his people, in their obedience to God, you see, he went, made a fool of himself, was thrown in jail, was lots of things. But the word of God is that is that precious. Now I spent much longer than I thought I was going to on Jeremiah, but It's, you see, and it's the way that God treats him. Jeremiah, I'm not going to mollycoddle you. You know, if you repent after all this suffering, I'm suffering, what did God say? If you repent so that I can restore you, you see, then you'll stand in my presence. But you got to repent. I don't want to hear any more complaining. Well, he heard a lot. You led me on, and I let myself be led. You forced me, and you won. And I, a laughingstock. I've got to stand in front of the temple and tell everybody coming into this temple that you're wasting your time to come here unless you change your lives. Coming here and burning cows and having ceremonies, that is not going to do it. You lie, you steal, you commit adultery, you're fascinated by wealth, you're wasting your time coming here. That's mercy, isn't it? For God to talk that way? He could let us go, boom, wind up in hell. But the poor guy who has to deliver the message, standing in front of the National Cathedral downtown and talking like this. You know, that's not the way to win friends and influence people. But the other side of it, then I really got to quit. The kingdom of heaven is a treasure so precious, sell everything to get it. It's a pearl. You've been looking for a pearl, a beautiful pearl. Now you got one. Sell everything and get it. Who's that pearl? Jesus.